14 state workers got pink slips yesterday. The layoffs are part of a cost-cutting measure aimed at reducing labor expenses across state agencies. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it's only the first phase of a significant government downsizing.
The Shumlin administration had at one point said it would have to lay off as many as 350 state workers in order to balance the fiscal year 2016 spending plan. The dismissals handed down Wednesday represent only a fraction of the losses union representatives had once feared, but it's just the first wave of a labor retrenchment that will see the government workforce shrink by nearly 5% by fall.
And I think then that also then leads into a pretty serious conversation in, as we build next year's budget proposal about what programs we're going to continue to do and what work we're going to continue to do and what work we would propose to not do.
That's Administration Secretary Justin Johnson, the man in charge of a cost-cutting exercise that will shave nearly $11 million from labor costs next year. The lion's share of the money will come from a retirement incentive program expected to result in about 300 long-serving employees departing state service. Johnson, though, is only going to refill 75 of those positions. Combined with Wednesday's layoffs and the 50 vacated positions that have already gone unfilled this year, state workers will see their ranks shrink by about 300 people by fall. Steve Howard is executive director of the Vermont State Employees Association. Howard says the remaining workers will work hard to fill in the gaps.
But there's no doubt that there is an impact on Vermonters and their ability to access the state services they need.
Johnson says the personnel losses will force administration officials to reevaluate priorities. Johnson says he's going to avoid distributing the burden of those losses across numerous government functions.
I would prefer that we decide what we're going to do, we do it properly, appropriately resourced, and then we stop doing other things.
Johnson says it's premature at this point to say what those things might be. Johnson says the Vermont State Employees Association could have minimized the number of position reductions by agreeing to reopen their collective bargaining agreement in order to make wage or benefit concessions. He says non-union employees will be giving up cost of living adjustments to help balance next year's budget to the tune of $2 million. Howard says the Shumlin administration could have avoided the reductions and the harm he says will inevitably follow by increasing taxes on wealthier residents.
Asking those taxpayers to invest more in their state makes more sense than asking snowplow drivers and nurses to give up a cost of living increase.
The retirement incentive program will offer workers up to $15,000 paid out over 2 years to retire. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.